Good afternoon, Hanley. Joy, delight to be here in your midst this afternoon. Bring to your attention once again the good news, the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them. That is for us, for people like you and I, because that's what we all be, sinners to a man, to a woman. For God has said that all have sinned and come short of his glory. None that not a man, not a woman who walks the planet today who is free of sin. And so we bring to you the good news that there is a Savior. There's the way back. There's the way by which we can be mended. We can be brought into a state of usefulness. And of course, acceptance, more importantly, acceptance with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, of course, and in no other way. You would like to have a copy of God's Word, His written Word, that is, John's Gospel, the entire Bible, if you like, New Testament, offered to you quite freely at no cost and no obligation to you, yourself, yours, freely for the taking. Like a copy of God's Word to check out the things that we say. Don't be taking anybody's word for these things. Far, far too important for that. Take God at His word. It's His promise. Salvation. It's His provision. Don't you know? For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes, whoever puts their trust in Him and what He has accomplished, should repent, believe the gospel. Whoever believes on the Son shall not perish in their sin, that is, but have everlasting life. Good news. Good news for sinners. Good news for Hanley. God so loved the world. And Hanley, of course, is in the world. Part of the world. You're part of Hanley. So God so loved the world, so loved you, that He gave His only Son, His only begotten Son. And of course, Christ has, well, He's done the business. He's died, rose again from the dead, so that believing, trusting, putting your confidence in Him, you get eternal life. That's the deal, you might say. Word of God offered to you here today. Written Word of God. It's God's promise to you. Here's my Son, He says. Here's my gift to the world. You take my gift, you take my Son, you believe on Him, you trust in Him, in my gift to you, and you get eternal. You get everlasting life. Yours for the taking. Believe. Receive. To those who do receive Him, to those that do believe on His name, He gives them the right, He gives them the power to become children of God. So if you'd like a copy of God's Word, as I say, freely offered to you, no cost, no obligation to you, you got a question, feel free to ask it. Haven't got the answers to all the questions, to all your philosophical dilemmas, but I do believe I have the answers to the most important questions. That is how a body, how a man, how a woman gets right with God. Two things, of course, that I claim that I do know. One, the disease, and the other, the cure. The disease, of course, is sin, and the cure is Jesus, the Son of God, crucified, dead, and buried, and raised again from the dead. That's the cure. You receive him, and you get well. God's promise to you, here today in Hanley. Receive the gift offered, the word, the living word of God, even Jesus himself. Reach out the hand of faith and receive the promised gift. Eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the free gift of God, is Jesus Christ, my Lord, whom I declare here amongst you this afternoon. The free gift of God to those who will believe. So the word of God for you here this afternoon in Hanley. Again, taken from the book of the Psalms, Psalm 40, if you want to check it out. He says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Wonderful. Waiting upon God, calling upon the name of the Lord. For the Bible does say, God promises that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall not be disappointed, shall not be put to shame. Whosoever believeth shall not be disappointed. Waiting upon the Lord, good thing to do. How do you wait upon the Lord? Well, you call upon his name and you wait for the answer. He's a prayer answering God, you see. He has another promise that he has given to us, that he will hear us. If we pray, that is, as long, of course, as we pray to him through his son Jesus Christ, not through his mother Mary, not through Muhammad, not through any other religious figure, but through Jesus in his name, and his name alone must prayer be issued to God. And Jesus, well, himself, he assures us that if we ask anything in his name, he will hear, God will hear and answer us for the sake of his son Jesus Christ. Because he, Jesus, you see, he's opened up the way. One of the things that happened, you can read it in the Bible for yourself. One of the things that happened as Jesus was dying. Was that the man? Are you well?
Yeah, I am. And you?
You're a Christian?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
I am blood washed as well.
Wonderful.
I'm a child of God as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, was crucified for my sin.
Okay.
Because I cannot pay it.
Yep. That's right. Nobody. God bless you. Have a good day. Yeah?
Bless you as well.
Love you. Love you, sister. So like I say, dear friends, you know, it's, you're not my brother wearing a rainbow coat like that. How could you be? So as I say, friends, Jesus opened up the way. One of the things that happened as Jesus was dying on the cross. Of course you can, ma'am.
Why does it matter what someone wears? You can just judge someone for not being a
good person. Nah, I was joking. I was laughing as I was saying it. Yeah. No. Let's lighten up it. So like I say, friends, you can wear what you want. Yeah. Any colour you like, even pink. I don't care. I don't care what you're wearing. I only care for your heart. That's all that God's concerned about. God's not concerned about your clothes, what you wear. It's our hearts that God's concerned with, because that's where the problem lies. But anyway, as I was saying, as Jesus was dying on the cross, one of the things that happened, there was a veil in the temple that guarded the way into the holy place of God. And as Jesus was dying on the cross, That veil, huge, massive veil, it was ripped from top to bottom, signifying something that God had just done. It opened the way up into His very and holy presence through the death of His Son that was taking place at that time on the cross. So that's why you see the psalmist, he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. And He would hear your cry today as well, should you issue it, should you make it through His Son and through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, because He is the one you see and nobody else. That's why I say, all respect due to you, no offense, you know, but, you know, prayers issued to God through His Mother Mary, they don't get any further than the ceiling. They can't, because she never shed blood. She couldn't for sinners. Only Jesus did that. He opened up the way. The veil in the temple was rent, signifying that the way into the presence of God, that men and women could enter the very presence of God, speak to Him, call upon His name, wait upon Him. So what is it that you should wait upon God for? Well, for salvation, for deliverance. Deliverance from your sin. Maybe perhaps a cry, you know, today for salvation, for forgiveness. Maybe the burden of guilt lies upon you already. Maybe not. Maybe perhaps you haven't even got that far yet. Matters not what the reason. For whatever reason, come to the Son of God. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Peace with God, that is, you know. And the peace of God that passes understanding. Is there somebody in Hanley today who doesn't need peace? He doesn't need God's peace. But again, you see, these blessings of which I talk, even entrance, even being heard by God, even the ability to wait upon the Lord, all these blessings come to us, well, through Jesus, through the Son of God. You get nothing. You get nothing, 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 but through Jesus. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. You can't get nothing out of the hand of God except through His Son, Jesus Christ. Because He's done the business. He's done the hard bit. You know? All that's left for you and I, the price has been paid, the work has been done, all the toil, all the sweat, all the suffering, all the curse and the wrath of God poured out upon His Son for the sins of the world. For the sins of the world, He's called the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. That's why I stand here today unequivocally and say to you, Hanley, whoever you are, whatever you be, God loves you. Christ is dead for your sins and alive from the dead to justify you, to make you right, to bring you into a righteous standing before God. It's been done. The work has been done. Jesus has accomplished it. So only through Him can you get access to God. Only through Him do you get the blessings of God. Oh, maybe you say, no, I do it my way. Says God, no, I love you, but I won't save you that way. Oh, maybe perhaps you say, no, I'll do it my way. I'll do it through His Mother Mary. And God says, I love you, Hanley sinners, but I won't save you that way. In no other name, none other name under heaven given amongst men by which we must be saved. His name, Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus is His name. It means salvation. That's why He was given that name. A divinely appointed name. And He shed divine blood upon that cross. That's what makes it effective, you see. That's why it's so powerful. To shift your sin. To remove the hindrance between you and God, so that you can have free access to God. But you must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Maybe perhaps you say, well, no, I can do it my own way. I can do it through Muhammad. I can do it through Allah. God says, God says, Hanley, I love you, but I will not save you that way. My son, I've given him to you, the free gift of my son. I so loved the world, I gave you my son. Given up to the death of the cross, crucified, dead and buried. Take him, receive him. And in receiving him, you receive all the blessings of God, all the blessings that God has for you. And the ultimate, the most important blessing of all, is to be reconciled to God. Because you need to be, and you need to be while you live and have your being in this world, while you have the breath of life in you. So we come out here on a Friday to plead with you, implore you, that you be reconciled to God. Because your time is short, and you don't know just how short it is. Even if you got another 70 years in front of you, that's a short time. How are you doing, sir? That's a short time. Can be gone in the blink of an eye. Here's me today, 79 years of age. And I think to myself, you know, often I think to myself, where did it go? It's gone like a blink, you know. And soon you'll be gone out of this world, and you'll be stood before the judge of all the earth. So there's urgency here. I'm pleading with you to be reconciled to God while you can, while you may, while you have the breath of life in you, while you have the faculty of rationality, able to think about these things and think about Christ, to wait upon the Lord that you might be saved, that you would cry to him, and that he would hear you and answer you and come to you and save you and wash you and cleanse you. Because you need to be. Because that day, that time's coming. When you're going to stand before God, the judge of all the earth, death is not the end. It's appointed unto man to die, once to die, says God. After that, oh, you say that's the end of it, finished, no more. No, says God, after that then comes the judgment, then you stand before Almighty God. Too late then to be right. Too late then to believe. Too late then to repent. Too late then to wait upon the Lord. Your sentence will be clear. It will be condemnation to the uttermost. It will be, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. So before you get to that place, before it comes to that time, and it's coming soon, soon, get right with God. Wait upon the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord that you might be saved. Cry out to him. Seek him in the way that Jesus tells you to. Ask, he says, and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened up to you. Everyone who asks receives, he says. You can go on the authority of the word of the Son of God. Take him at his word. Issue your cry. Call out to him. I'm a sinner. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Because that's what we all are. Of course, you can deny it. You can say, I'm no sinner. I never did nothing wrong. That's the cry of your politicians, isn't it? And many of us in the street here too. I never did anything wrong. Of course you did. You've been a sinner from your mother's womb. You were conceived in it. And you were born in it. And you've lived in it. And you'll die in it. And you'll perish in it. Unless you call upon the name of the Lord. Unless you wait upon God for his salvation. But he's a prayer answering God. Oh, that men would call upon the Lord. Salvation has been provided. A way back from the dark path of sin. And Jesus, the Son of God, the gift of God, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father. No one gets right with God, that is, but by him and through his name. So today, while you may, enjoying the sunshine, carefree. Well, think about this in another day, maybe. Perhaps when I'm a little bit older, or maybe winter comes again, sadness, depression, bad times happen. Well, maybe I'll think about praying then, but maybe you won't get there. I mean, what if God requires your soul tonight? Huh? This very afternoon, maybe perhaps you'll not even see tonight. Never mind tomorrow, never mind the weekend, never mind next week. That day's coming for us all, for you and I both. When we'll put our socks on in the morning, but we won't take them off at night, it'll be the undertaker who does that. And for many of you, you're not ready for that. You're not ready unless you've been to Jesus, unless you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, unless your guilt has been dealt with, your sin, unless Jesus, by his dying on the cross, unless he's taken your sin, taken your shame, your guilt, your blame, taken your curse, taken your wrath, unless Jesus has absolved you, the Son of God, unless he has absolved you, you're not ready. You're not ready to breathe your last. So keep breathing, won't you? Keep breathing. Don't give up. Not till you've been to Jesus, but you come to him. He's willing to save you. He's willing to save you, ma'am. You know that? Jesus died for you. He's willing to save you. We're willing to save you, Hanley, that you're willing to be saved. I tell you to deny, maybe perhaps there's somebody here. You know, you've been in trouble. And maybe you say, you think to yourself, I hear the preacher, man, but that's not for me. I'm a reprobate. I'm for hell. God couldn't forgive me. God couldn't save me. Yes, he could. Yes, he could. Even the reprobate, even if you were a reprobate, even they have the warrant to believe on Jesus in the hearing of the gospel of his salvation. No excuses. No excuses. There's enough forgiveness in Jesus. There's enough life in Jesus, I tell you, for five Hanleys. If five Hanleys would come to him. The problem? Problem's not with Jesus. The problem's with you, Hanley sinners. Ye are not willing to come to me that you might have life. There's life to be had. There's life to be found. Life, I mean, not as you know it now. Life abundant. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So you come to him. You wait upon the Lord on your knees. Cry out to him. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He'll hear you. Answer you. Maybe, perhaps, Jesus says, ask and it shall be given. Does that mean if you don't ask, you don't get? Maybe, perhaps. But no, I don't think so. I don't think so because he's been found. He's been found, don't you know? Even by people who have not asked, who have not sought after him, because truth of the matter is, none of us would seek him unless he was seeking us. There's none that seek after him. But he's here. He's here after you to this afternoon. He's the one who's reaching out to you here this afternoon. He's the one who's calling upon you. So that you could call upon him, calling you out of your darkness, calling you out of your misery, your sin, calling you to himself, that you might know his life, eternal in your soul, his love in your heart, that you might know life and love, everlasting, unquenchable love, in the place of unquenchable flame. Salvation from sin and from its consequences. The full borne consequences, more than just the misery now, more than just all the trouble it brings upon us in this world. That's only a taste, that's only the beginning. There's worse to come if you're not saved, if you don't get saved, if you don't get yourself, you need to get yourself to Jesus as fast as you possibly can. You need to be like somebody in a hurry, in a big hurry. Like you've only got this very present moment in time, because that's all that you have got. You're not guaranteed another hour. Now is the time, says God. Now is the acceptable time. So now, even here this afternoon, Hanley Center, close with Jesus, with the Son of God. Call upon his name. Came to his own people, that is. But they didn't receive him. They rejected him. They had him crucified. They rejected him. But to as many as did receive him, to those that did believe in his name, put their trust, their confidence in him, to them he gave the right, the authority, the power to become that which we are not, none of us by nature, children of God. Brought into the family of God, into the kingdom of God. How does it work, you say? Repent and believe the gospel. Before Jesus Christ, you call upon his name in the way of repentance. Sorrow for sin, a deep sorrow because you've offended God, your maker, because you've offended his law, his love. You've trampled all over his love. You've denied his very existence. You've lived. You're not an atheist, but you've lived like one. Don't call yourself an atheist. There's no such a thing. Call yourself a liar, but not an atheist. Because that's what you are in reality, a liar. Because you know that God is. But you live your lives and you have your being according to that lie. You see in your foolish heart there is no God. So you repent of that. You turn from such. And you put your trust in the truth. And Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. So through Jesus, that's the way forward. He brought me up also out of clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He set his feet upon a rock. That rock is Jesus Christ. Lifted up out of the mire, out of the clay. Out of the mire of sin, that is. And what a mire it is. Oh, Hanley sinners, don't you know? You trample, you wade through it every day. The mire of sin. And it bogs you down and you can't get out of it. You try, maybe the drugs, the alcohol, the immorality, or gambling, pornography. Oh, there's just no end to it, you know. It just goes on and on. Maybe frauding people in your business, you know. The mire of sin. That's the world in which we live. The whole world lieth in wickedness, the Bible says. It's a mire. It's a mire. It's a swamp of sin. And you can't get yourself out of it. It's sticky, you know. You're kind of like glued to it. You want to get out, as part of you wants to get out of it, but then the other half says, I can't get out of it. I've tried before. I made promises. I won't do the thing again. I won't go there. I'll be a better person. I'll change myself. But then 5 minutes later, you give up because you know you just can't do it. You can't get out of the mire of sin yourself. But the good news is that God sent his Son to lift you out of it. To get you out of it. You need somebody stronger than you. You haven't got the strength. You haven't got the power. You haven't got the ability. You haven't even got the desire. Only Jesus can give you those. But He came. He came to lift us out of the mire of sin. He came to lift us out of it, to wash us, to make us clean. Before God, that is, spiritually clean, I mean. Washed in the precious, in His precious blood. That's what He was doing, dying on that cross, shedding His blood. Powerful blood, I tell you. Divine blood that was shed on that cross, making it efficacious. Thousands of men died on Roman crosses 2,000 years ago, but none of them, not one of them, not all of them put together could shift one single sin for one single person. Divine blood was shed on that center cross. The power to wash you and make you clean. But the power to cancel, to break, the power of sin that holds you in its grip. And you can't break. You can't break the grip of sin. You can't even overcome your ordinary addictions that you're faced with day by day. You go to Alcoholics Anonymous, World Swimming if you're a glutton, or somebody else for something else. Looking for help. Looking for somebody with the power, the strength to get you out of the addiction. Well, if you can't overcome them, how do you think you're going to overcome the addiction to sin? That's in us all. In our DNA. No, a strong man is needed. And that strong man is Jesus, the mighty Son of God. He conquered sin and death and hell. He's alive from the dead. He's the King of glory. And He has all power in heaven and earth. Power in heavenly realm. Power in the earthly realm. He has the power, I tell you, to set you free this afternoon, to cancel the power of sin and release you out of the mire, out of the quagmire, out of the swamp of human sin with all its filth the world over, like a great, huge, immense swamp, and you're stuck in it and can't get out of it. And Jesus says, let me lift you out of it. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me lift you out of it. Let me, by my power, my strength, by my right, mighty right hand, Let me lift you out of the swamp, and let me wash you and make you clean and lovely and beautiful before God. That's what He came for. Didn't come to make you religious. Heaven forbid anybody here in Hanley become religious because I'm here today. Came to save a person, not a religion, Jesus. And what He did, what He accomplished, His dying on that cross, His rising from the dead, a risen Savior, not a dead religion, a risen Savior, not a dead prophet, a risen Savior, alive, conqueror of sin and death and hell, for you, holy sinners, for you. Again, I emphasize, I labor the point, God loves you. Christ is dead for your sins. He's alive from the dead to justify you, to make you right with God. Question, what are you going to do about it? Just walk away and leave the gift lying on the table? God says, here's my Son. Here's the gift of my Son. Take Him. Take Him. Yours for free. Take Him. Or do you just walk away again? Carry on in the mire, in the quagmire of sin. Is that what you're going to do, Hanley? Or will you receive Him today? Receive the Son of God. To as many as received Him, to them that believed on His name, He gave them the power to get out of the mire. He gave them the power. While we were without strength, Christ died for us. Receive Him. Implore you, plead with you, Hanley, sinners, be reconciled to God today, while you may, while you have the breath of life in you. Because you don't know how long that will be, that you have the breath of life in you. I don't know. I don't know, but God knows. Maybe perhaps this is the last time that you hear the overtures of His love. Maybe this is the last time that the offer is made to you, the free offer of God's free saving grace. I plead with you, Hanley sinners, pity you in your blindness. We're not here to judge you, condemn you. We're not here to destroy you. We're not here to bind you. We're here that you might be liberated by the mighty power of the mighty Son of God. Come to Him, take Him, receive Him. The gift is on the table. Reach out the hand of faith and humility and receive the gift of God. Take my Son, He says, and I will love you everlastingly. And I'll keep you and hold you. And I'll bring you to heaven one day when you breathe your last. No fear, no condemnation. You close your eyes in death and you open them the other side. And you have a Savior. You have the King of Glory waiting for you with open arms. So today, Hanley, be reconciled to God. Let Jesus lift you up onto the rock. That rock is Christ. That rock is Jesus. He Himself sat upon Him, stood upon Him, unmovable, unshakable. Nobody but nothing can touch you. Not all the powers of hell can touch you. When you're standing on Jesus, on that rock, nobody can touch you, not even the devil himself. So let Him lift you up. Then He goes on to say, He speaks about a song, and He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. One of the things that we notice in our services in church down there in Hope Street, Bethel Church, come and join us. In our church, when we have somebody who doesn't know Jesus come amongst us, one of the things that we can't help but notice is that they can't sing because they've got nothing to sing about. But when you've been to Jesus for the cleansing power, I tell you, when He's washed you, when He's made you new, when He's forgiven you all that you ever did, taken away your condemnation, and I tell you, He puts joy into your heart such as you never knew. He puts peace into your heart, and He gives you eternal life. And I tell you, my friends, that is something to sing about. And you'll notice we're religious people. Ladies, watch the religious people. They've got nothing to sing about. They don't sing. They don't sing. You go to Watchtower Society, Islam, they don't sing. They got nothing to sing about. They got no salvation. Not being to Jesus. They're not standing on the rock. They've not been lifted out the mire. But I tell you, when the unbelief is gone, and there's your worst crime, the evil heart of unbelief, that's the worst of them all. Because that keeps you in the mire. But once you let go of that, once you repent of that, once you turn from that and turn in faith to Jesus, that unbelief is gone. Eternal life has come. Joy, peace, and believing. And you've got something to sing about. Hallelujah. Our God reigns. Oh, we can sing all day. They sing in heaven, don't you know? You don't like singing praise to God. You don't like singing psalms and hymns of praise to God. Well, you wouldn't want to be in heaven. Because that's all they do all day long. They do nothing but sing unto God because of His salvation. But you don't get to sing. You, You don't want to say, oh, you might sing worldly songs, you know, but I mean, what are they? Ten a penny? No, we're talking about real singing. Singing from the heart. Because the heart has been changed. Because you've been born again. Because you've been given new life, new hope, a new dynamic altogether. You've got the love of God in your, the life of God in your soul, and you've got the love of God in your heart. You love Him and you want to sing His praise. You want to glorify Him. You want to sing in the morning, you want to sing at dinner time, and you want to sing at Him, sing to Him when the sun goes down. But God Himself put that song into you. Give you that singing, joyful singing. When you've been to Jesus, that is. So it begins waiting upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord for His salvation. On bended knee, cry out to Him. God be merciful to me, a sinner. On bended knee, coming as an inferior to a superior. Because that's what you're doing. You're a man, a woman, fallen, sinful. You're coming to a holy, holy, holy God. Inferior to superior. So you come in bended knee. You come with broken heart. You come with sorrow of heart. You come with tears even running down your face. God, my God, for Christ's sake, forgive me. I sinned against your law, against your love. All the days of my life, have mercy upon me. Save me, deliver me, lift me out of the mire of sin. Wash me and make me clean, set me free, and put this song in my mouth that I might sing praise unto you for time and for eternity. So, holy sinner, that's the psalmist, and that can be you. That can be you today. How you doing, sir? Thank you, sir. Thank you. We like that. We like people to bless us. We don't like people who curse us. But friends, that could be you today. The way of salvation, we're told, we're commanded. Commanded by my Savior. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, He says. This is the gospel, God's salvation. Freely offered to you, set before you. Yours for the taking. Be reconciled to God. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. God is calling you. Calling you. Calling you. Is that not amazing? That God should come to you? Because you won't come to Him. You won't go looking for Him, so He comes for you. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, came to seek and to save that which was lost, and this is how He does it. He sends His servants to find you, and not just to find you, not just to lay hold upon you and say, oh, I have found you, but to save you, that you might be saved in hearing the voice of the Savior. The voice of the Savior. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Never. Whosoever believeth shall not perish. But have everlasting life through Jesus. Only through Jesus, the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Who came into the world to save sinners like you, Hanley, sinners. Come to Him today. You may. On the authority of His own work. Come unto me, He says. Come unto me and I will give you rest. Peace with God and the peace of God. Come unto me, He says. I'll lift you out of the mire of sin. Set you upon upon the rock. Put a new song in your mouth. I'll rescue you from the danger, not just of your sin, but eternal damnation. That's what awaits you without Jesus. That's what awaits you without the Son of God, without God's salvation. Hell, the fires, never go out. Never, never go out. Unquenchable fires await you, Hanley sinner, without Jesus. But he came into the world to save, and he's still saving the world over sinners who come to him in the way of faith, in the way that he himself prescribed. Repent ye, he says, and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And that's how. That's the only way by which you can enter the kingdom of God. Repent ye, Hanley. Repent ye. Repent ye. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You're like a copy of God's written word. Read for yourself, study. See that these things are so. So Bible, New Testament, this Gospel of John offered freely to you, yours simply and only for the taking. Mike, what? You come and ask for it. Got a question? Feel free to ask it. Try to answer. Somebody to pray for you, I would be more than happy to do that for you. You're like a copy of God's word. You come and ask for one. May God bless you, Hanley. Bless you and have mercy upon your precious, never dying soul.